call this meeting to order.
Pledge allegiance.
Thank you. Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As per requirement of public law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough Pound Zoning Board of Adjustment. All requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board.
Thank you, Carolyn. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Fox?
Here.
Mr. Anthony is absent this evening. Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Britton?
Here.
Mr. Knox?
Here.
Mr. Brasmo?
Here.
Mr. Kutash?
Here.
Mr. Cervantes is absent.
Okay, we're going to take care of some quick business. So first on the agenda is Zoning Board 2010-2 Metro PCS. They have asked for an adjournment until next month. We did not have a full voting board. We have 6 voting members, and he's... Is entitled the right word?
Well, it's not entitled, but it's fairly common.
But it would be to his advantage.
It's not a mandate.
Right. So we have granted him that until next month when we believe we'll have 7 voting members. So I guess we just need a quick motion.
I'll make that motion.
Offered by Mr. Kutash.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. Ryan.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Britton?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Yes. Yeah. And when will we have that hearing then?
I believe it's August 4th.
Yes.
Do we already have people who are not going to be here August 4th?
I don't have anybody yet.
Because
we'll
talk.
Okay.
I'm gonna be here.
What are you? Are you trying to tell us something?
I may have a conflict. Okay. Yes, but I'll find out immediately. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to be away with my family.
Okay.
That's also opening night for Clamfest.
Oh,
so everyone
and
should.
And I'm not
be
having
here.
My tent.
You cannot call out and be at the Clamfest.
Why don't we all go down to the clam?
We'll have the meeting at the clam.
I don't know how much it will fail us.
No, wait, that's probably not a good venue for me.
We're all here. I mean, this is,
right, doesn't matter where we are.
Okay, next on the agenda, Zoning Board 2010-3, Quick Check Corp, Block 108, Lots 1 and 2.01.
Yeah. Chairman, just for the board's reference, at the last meeting, at Mr. Truscott's recommendation, the board asked me to prepare an approval resolution on the site plan. I did a draft, circulated it to the applicant's attorneys, and also to Marty Truscott and Rob Cady. Each of them provided comments, most of which made their way into what you have in front of you called revised number 2. In the upper left-hand corner.
For the record, Mr. Britton is leaving.
Oh.
He's conflicted out.
Okay, sorry.
She's wrong.
Don't be sorry. All right, thanks.
One thing that is not in this draft resolution is the granting of final site plan approval. And I basically spun off the summation comments of Mr. Madrid, but I've also prepared and given to Carolyn, if that's the board's preference, to include final as well as preliminary site plan approval. And speaking with both Marty and Rob, neither had any reason not to do it as a final as well as a preliminary, and I'm not aware of any either. I just prepared it that way based on the statements made at the end of the case. But if you want to do that, there are only 3 places where there'll be changes, and I can indicate where those are. Depends on what the board wants to do.
Are they ready for final site plan?
Yes.
Already?
There's nothing else. Well, when I say there's nothing else, the things they have to do are in the resolution anyway.
Okay, but then the applicant's not anticipating having to make any changes or anything.
The only thing is that I'm aware of, I think we're all aware of, is how the DOT is going to approach the access roads. And we have an alternative approval within the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they don't like one like the other, they don't have to come back to that. We already said either one. But other than that, it's just basically getting approvals from these various public entities, which they have to do. But that's, you'd see that in any resolution, subject to, you know, soil or whatever, and they have to do that. And they, once they have done all those things and provided them, there's no further action by the board, but the board professional will sign off on the plans once all the conditions have been met,
as well as the
board secretary and the chairman, and then it will go, well, typically they go to the construction office and then they can seek the permits.
Okay.
So, but,
we make sure the conditions are satisfied before we put our signatures in.
I don't know, is the clerk, does the, well, you are the clerk, but it does,
and the clerk
but you're the both clerks.
Bonds.
So,
Performance bonds. So I'll sign the book.
So you'll do that in your capacity as municipal clerk. But yeah, that's, and all of that is not because of this application, just standard procedure. And there were some other requests that Mr. Madrid made. I don't know if there's any left other than that, that other than the preamble, which I don't see any reason to.
Sure, actually. Good evening, members of the board. My name is Dan Madrid from the law firm of Fox Rothschild. I'm here on behalf of Quick Check Corporation. As Mr. Baxter stated, we exchanged emails yesterday, and he circulated to me a final version of, or the revised number two version of the resolution. There were just three or four minor changes that did not make it in because we were a little bit tardy getting our comments to Mr. Baxter. What I did was I took the resolution I received yesterday, and I redlined it, and what I could do is pass out copies to the board. There are only four changes, one of the, which being the final site plan approval, which Mr. Baxter already referenced, and there are just a few additional changes. If the board would like, could I pass out my red line?
I'd like to see it.
These would be for the public at large.
I have extra copies for the public at large. I also have clean versions of the resolution. Going to the first change as to page one, Quick Check is requesting preliminary and final site plan approval at this time. And I've made that change on the title of the resolution. The second change is on page four.
What is the why? What is the need for that?
In actuality, what you state is accurate. Quick Check just wanted to be clear that there are six dispensers which are multi-product and two which just dispense diesel, and they felt that it was appropriate to indicate specifically exactly what product type would be coming from these eight pumps, so that they wouldn't have eight. For example, if there are eight multi-product dispensers, it would indicate different fueling positions. There would be it would be slightly different. So they want to be very specific as to how they described the different pumps. It really doesn't change.
It's still 12 positions.
That's right. It's really 12 positions and 8 pumps. It's just describing specifically.
I don't care. It's up to the board.
I don't care.
Does it make a difference?
No.
It's still the same pumps. It's just
why
does it make a difference?
Because it's put on the egress entrance and egress and traffic.
No.
It really binds them more specifically so that they wouldn't have four diesel pumps or they wouldn't have 8 total multi-product dispensers. Mm-hmm. So it's, if anything, it's more limiting.
It's more specific.
Yeah, it's
fine. There's nothing wrong with
it. It seems like it is more specific.
It is.
But why do you want that? I mean, 20 years from now, diesel fuel might be more popular than gasoline.
That's true. I think it was a business decision made by management at Quick Check. They wanted it specifically to be stated that way in the resolution.
I don't like approving things that I don't understand. Because then when I find out later, it's like, oh, that's why they did that.
I was aware of the request. I didn't make the change in my draft.
Yeah.
It's still the
not
same
because
amount.
I disagreed
oh,
with it.
I know.
I just didn't think it was.
They just wanted to be specific.
I think everything that they're changing, well, we'll see. Becomes more specific. I don't have a problem with that at all.
This way it holds them the same. They can only have 6 gas and 2 diesel.
Yeah, but that could be a problem if...
Well, then they'd have to come before the board later on.
Yeah, I know. Not our
I mean, you and I both lived through the gas crisis in the 70s. What if there's no gas and there's a crisis, but we can get diesel? And
I think ultimately we're okay either way.
Be okay.
It was specifically stated. That's how they wanted it to read in the resolution. But
okay.
I don't remember.
Give them what they want.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's nothing.
Sure.
As to page 9, the sign was described as 10.6 inches, and it was actually 10 feet 6 inches, which would be 10.5 inches. So that was just a correction.
10.5 feet.
10 feet 6 inches. Yeah, it would be 10.5 feet.
What?
Well,
do
you already have
one? I took 10.6 from my notes. I don't know. Maybe it was. Does anybody recall?
It should actually be smaller than 10.6.
And 10 feet.
I think it was a comment from the engineer, so I think he checked the number to the sign.
No, I understand that.
Let me just. Which was the person who would have done that?
That would have been Jeff Martell. Oh, I'm sorry, Keith Cahill.
Okay. Let's find him. Say Cahill?
Yes, C A H I L L.
Where the heck is he? I don't even have him on my cheat sheet.
What page?
Yeah, was he testifying?
That's the page 12. What I learned about is that it's still under discussion, and we know for certain it will be on the westerly side.
Let's stick with this one thing before we go on.
Okay.
We'll get ahead.
I think this is tough, Mr. Chairman. I'm just looking at this sheet 12 on the plans, and it says 10 feet 6 inches.
Okay.
Well, then we'll take that. That would be so. I think we just changed the 6 to a 5. Assuming that
doesn't matter. It's the same either way.
Yeah, it's easier.
Okay.
I will summarize whatever the board voting on before we vote what the changes are. What's that paragraph number again?
26.
The next thing is on page
12.
Page 12?
Yeah, I disagree with the request to change on that. My notes indicated that the planned location was the southwest portion of the combined lots. That's what I wrote in notes. It didn't say it was undetermined. You can't have a plan for an undetermined.
That's correct. I believe the testimony was exactly as you have it reflected. What I understand is that there have been additional discussions since the time of the meeting, and that it's not, we don't know exactly where it's going to be.
We can't vote on something that somebody talked about after the hearing.
But if what we discussed at the hearing last time is that wherever that location is going to be, they will have to appear back before this board and get approval. Right. And so we're referencing it because we know it's going to happen. We don't know exactly where, but it's going to be encompassed in this approval. It's not being approved itself because that application would have to come back separately.
We probably should say it precisely.
And it's referenced. That's referenced in the resolution.
I think it's too broad because the western part of the property is where the building's going to be, where the store's going to be.
Right. That's where the equipment was going to be.
Yeah, and so if you put it in undetermined, I mean, if we could be giving you approval to put it in your loading area.
But they're not going to want to do that.
I know they're not going to want to do that, right? I mean, we know it doesn't make sense to want to do that, but
it
doesn't make sense if they want to restrict how many pumps.
The one thing is that on page 17 of the resolution, paragraph 7, a condition of approval is approval by the zoning board will be required at a future date to locate the above-ground environmental remediation equipment. The location of that equipment shall not conflict with site operations. So what we're really saying...
Because we wrote that this resolution was written when it was just preliminary site plan approval, not a final, right?
Well, yes, but... I prepared it as a preliminary because that's what Mr. Madrid said in his closing remarks. The board could make it preliminary and final if you choose. Typically, most resolutions are both combined. This one, but I think you raise an interesting point, or if this is, and Mr. Madrid as well, if this is coming back before us for under condition 7 anyway, why wouldn't that be a condition for final? I think Marty should speak to this. What do you think about that, Marty?
The location of that equipment, I think, would be more an amendment to the final site plan. I don't know if they of that remediation may be in the. I don't know the timing. Maybe that
true.
Time with the final site plan phase. So I would think it would be
an amended site plan.
Amended site plan.
So they're coming back anyway.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of giving a final?
Well, I think the other issue, too, is that what's contemplated is that when we come back for the equipment, it would actually be Exxon as the applicant, not QuickCheck. So they would be filing their own application for the equipment related to the remediation.
Right. They need consent of the property owner.
In which case, it would be a separate application. And that's why we're trying to get final with regard to QuickCheck's specific improvements. With Exxon doing, we understand that that's going to be a part of our site, but that's going to be their separate application. And at this time, what we can identify is that we want that to be on the western portion of this property.
Yes, if you start building, if we give them approval for site plan and they've already got permits to start building and Exxon didn't even get there yet,
they're going to have to put in their infrastructure shortly after you clear the site. Because you want to put all this underneath the blacktop,
right?
Of the parking.
Right. We did discuss.
So this
that.
Is something that's going to happen early.
They're going to have to figure out where they can't put it inside the building envelope.
Nope.
It's going to have to be someplace where they say it's going to be. So
right.
The completion, the monitoring is likely to last a lot longer though.
The what? I'm sorry.
The monitoring.
Decades.
Yeah. Well,
that's right. And the other issue, too, is that our site plan didn't depict the equipment because, again, it's not something we know is going to be on the site. We know it's going to be on the site. We don't know where it's going to be located. We do know that the applicant will be Exxon, that they're going to be required to come back before this board, present their application, and get that approved. And paragraph 7 of this resolution states that wherever that equipment may be cannot interfere with this site's functioning. So I think it's the board is protected by paragraph 7, and that we're stating what we need to state with regard to the equipment, given the information we currently have.
Just for my own edification, what's the benefit to QuickCheck to having a final site?
They'll be finished.
We actually discussed this, because if it was preliminary site plan approval, we'd be protected. There's a 3-year period of protections, and if we were to make any changes to the plan, we would just make those changes as part of final, and we wouldn't need to notice. With final, if there are any material changes to the plan, we would actually have to file amended final site plan approval and notice. And so, in that respect, it's my feeling was that, you know, I actually recommended. I felt that preliminary is better given where we are. It was a business decision that final was better at this point because they really do want to move the project along. And I think by
does
having final
enable them to move it along quicker?
It doesn't, but it makes a statement that we don't have to come back for final approval so long as we stick to the plans that were approved.
So they'll have less flexibility. They'll be committed to their site plan.
That's correct.
Unless they or someone comes in seeking an amendment to that. That's a whole new
that's
case
correct.
And a notice and what have you.
That's correct.
I don't think there's politics going on in
Britain, but I guess.
Okay. So
I don't see it an important difference. Let's put it that way.
So it just restricts them. Basically,
it does.
I think
his
free
read
leeway
is a better read, but that's not our call. That's what they want to do.
I think it shows their commitment to moving the site forward quickly and in the manner they present it. That's really what it is.
It's better for us.
Yeah, it is better for us.
But
any kind of change is going to have to reapply for the board.
Right.
For
and they probably, what they're saying, though, is that they don't want to. They're probably not going to.
Yeah.
They want to get going. But
the approval,
what we have to do is figure out how we write this so that the specific location of the remediation equipment is left.
They're coming back anyway.
Exxon.
Somebody's coming back.
Yeah, Exxon.
Yeah.
But we want to keep quick check out of it so they can go ahead and.
Well, I'm less concerned with that than the applicant is. I mean, if they because of their contractual relationship with Exxon, want to have Exxon make the application instead of them making it for.
Yeah,
we shouldn't care about that.
Well, that's what you said. Exxon.
Yeah.
Exxon's going to be that.
That's correct.
Yeah, if they want to, they can decide who's going to be who can stand before us.
So we want to approve their site plan for their building and everything else regarding their operation, just not the location of the remediation equipment, knowing that it's going to go somewhere in the western part of it.
Well, that's why, I mean, I took this particular paragraph 38, I took from the test, they said that's what they were planning to do. What they may have planned to do subsequently, we don't know, it's not in the record. And it's not written in stone, but it's there. At least there's, you know, if this comes back, different people may be sitting here and say, well, look, I mean, here, this is a plan. Why are you proposing it different now? What's the basis? And you hear testimony, and why do you want to put it here? And you know, the board will make a decision on that application. This was just merely to indicate what the testimony was and what the intention was based on that testimony. I don't think it's appropriate to change it based on somebody who changed their mind after the board voted.
But we voted to
prepare.
To prepare. So.
Yeah, but you don't know what somebody thought after the meeting. Mm-hmm. How could you know that?
Right. So
he's saying they decided later something. Well, maybe that's true. That's
can't we leave it the way it was?
That's what
Exxon's coming back
anyway. That's what I'm saying
recommend.
Is that it looks fine to me. It says that it's going to go. In a portion of in the western portion of the combined lots.
Yeah, why can't we leave it in the western portion? Because Exxon's coming back anyway, and they're going to say, "Look, we cannot do it." They're going to apply for it anyway. Can we put it here? So they're going to come up with their own site plan anyway.
That's right. And to the extent because we really contemplate on the western side, if it becomes on the eastern side, then we would have to get amended final site plan approval. But because we know basically where it's going to go. We think it's better to have it stated here based upon the information we currently have, with the understanding that Exxon is going to have to come back and get the approval of the board.
Well, it can only be on the southwest or the northwest. It can't be due west.
That's right.
Due west
is the cell tower.
Well, it's the cell tower and also your loading dock.
That's correct. So there's really only two locations. And my client, Frank Marciano, just spoke to me and said that if it comes down to it and southwest is what the board wants, we could push them to make it southwest.
It'll be easier for them.
But that being said, because we just don't know at this time, we don't want to say something that we can't guarantee.
Was it that you don't know because Exxon said something different, or?
Please.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Exxon is still doing their final testing. So
without their final testing.
Can I get his name for the record?
I'm sorry, Frank Marciano.
He's under oath.
So Exxon is doing their final testing, so we can pretty much dictate where we would like to have this mobile unit located. And by the way, again, just to remind the members of the board, this is a temporary mobile unit. You know, they're guesstimating, I should say, maybe 5 years or so. We don't really know. But until they complete their testing, that's where, when your question came in, we then will coordinate the construction efforts to understand where the piping is going to be and everything else so as not to disrupt, really, our business. So that final testing is not complete, and that's the reason why we're leaving it a little bit vague. But clearly, we can dictate to them quite candidly where it's going to be, and our intention, and we did dictate to them, and it's being negotiated now, the final agreement with them, that the location of this mobile unit will be basically adjacent to the cell tower, okay? And as the boardroom, I'm sure, will recollect, I think we have to leave some parking stalls and all for the cell tower. So that's where it is proposed, and I do believe at this point that's where it will go. But until Exxon completes its final testing, which you're undergoing now, it might be a little bit of latitude or a little bit of pushback. That's exactly why we mentioned this.
So that would be the northwest.
Now, where the cell tower is, yes, northwest. Yeah.
I have to look at the directions.
Yeah, that's right, it would be northwest.
Yes, you know what, you're right, because I remember they said south, and it's not south. Thank you for that. You're absolutely
right. So maybe we better stick to western.
Yeah.
So when I took a look at the plans, I said, we don't know for sure, so we do know western.
Right?
It can't be the northwest.
It is the northwest, but it's going to be adjacent to the cell tower.
Well, the northwest, the cell tower is the northwest corner.
Well, adjacent to it.
Well, adjacent's going to be adjacent to it.
And closer to 36, whatever that direction is.
That's southwest.
That's
south.
That's south.
That's what it said, southwest. That's what it said.
Yeah, but the cell tower is closer to...
This is
ocean than it is
I think we stay safe with west. Because they're going to come back and they're going to apply. I think we stay west and they're going to apply and you'll know exactly where it's going.
But again, adjacent to the cell tower, closer to where the car wash property is.
Right.
And that
and
that's
west.
That's west.
Yes.
Okay, 36 is south.
That's correct.
Right.
Ocean is
correct.
North.
Right.
So I think western is
We're kind of getting more testimony here when the case is really close. I mean, the hearing's closed.
And that was actually the last change on page 15. Again, it was just final, preliminary and final site plan. And then, as Mr. Baxter said, there were three places that would have to be changed. And the final place, which I actually didn't catch, would be page 17, and that'd be number 5. Final would be out.
So how would we change that?
You want to remove
five. Five word final out?
Yeah, the word final has to be, let me go through this. I think we should just take kind of a straw vote on each of these things so we can package it in one motion.
Okay.
If we include final, it would be included in the caption or the title on page 1, and it would on page, I think it's 15, but let me find it.
Page
15. Be added on page 15 where you see it, and final. And on page 17, number 5 would be removed, because you wouldn't need final placement, but it's part of this. So those three changes all deal with the final aspect. Is the consensus of the board to do final as opposed to preliminary only? I guess that's the first question.
Yes.
Okay, that's number 1. Number 2 is, I think on page 4, let me go back. Page 4, we want to add the diesel information or leave it the way it was with the 12 positions, 8 pumps.
I have no problem adding their language.
Yeah,
we'll
add what they
want. Okay.
I don't have a problem
all right,
with that.
So that'll be added. That's paragraph 2 on page 4. All right. Next one, I think, is 8. Let me find it. Nope.
Page 9.
Page 9 is 10.5 feet and number 26.
Or you could leave it 10 feet 6 inches. We're not going to make any changes.
10.5 or 10 feet 6 inches doesn't matter.
But you're not going to.
The first part of the sentence, it says the sign will be 4 feet, 8 inches.
Oh, yeah?
It would just be consistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be consistent, yes.
Yeah. But we'll see. You might agree.
Well, nobody has a problem with 10.5 feet, do they? Whether it's 10.5 feet or 10 feet 6 inches.
I certainly don't.
But they did.
The only thing, just like he said in other places, it's saying feet and inches.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's
good. Be consistent.
Consistent.
Feet, 2/3.
It says it's 4 feet 8 inches. I thought 10 feet 6 inches.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. And the last one is the one we were just on, I think.
Yeah.
Paragraph 38 on page 12. And that's whether we leave it in the southwest portion or we change it to an undetermined location on the western portion.
If it's going to be the cell tower or closer to Route 36, I don't really care. I think it's close.
It's planned, yeah. Anyway. It says it's planned, so it's not.
Yeah.
It's not a mandate. It's a
plan to be placed. Undetermined location on Western, yeah. That gives them more leeway.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with their language on that either.
No, I don't either.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to come back anyway,
right.
For final approval.
So for this, okay. I don't see any problem with their language.
I move that we adopt the resolution as prepared by Mr. Baxter and amended by Mr. Madrid.
I'll send you a clean one. Which...
Thank you. Offered by Mr. Gallagher, seconded by Mr. Kutash.
Okay. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, next, approval of the May 5th minutes.
I'll offer them. Offered by Ms. Ryan?
I'll
say it should have
been in June.
Seconded by Mr.
Kutash. It says approval of May.
Did I put May? Did you say May?
Yeah, June.
Oh, where'd that come from?
Oh, I wonder if I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
It says June 2nd.
It says June 2nd, but I think he said May.
I pulled that out of
what was
in
No, no.
I did. I said May because
it's May. Okay. We have to rescind that. Okay. I did have a typo, which you see I did correct.
The date.
I didn't want to waste paper and recut.
It's a June 2.
Oh, so you gave me
June
the
two.
No.
No, I'm joking.
No. You have this one, Ken. That says it. Right. You should. That's
yes,
what was in your packet.
It says May.
It says June 9th, yeah. And it was crossed out.
No, that's not. That's from last month.
Can I see your card, please? Sorry. All right, so we have an offer by Ms. Ryan, seconded by Mr. Kutash. Yes.
No, but I had other things.
Yeah, this is what we got.
You signed it.
June.
I always
do
June.
Whatever.
It said June 9th,
June 2nd.
Yeah, that's the one we got in the mail.
Okay.
You took the wrong month, Ken.
I don't know what happened. Okay, so... motion for June 2nd.
Yes. June 2nd.
And I will make that motion.
Offered by Ms. Ryan, seconded by Mr. Kutash.
Yes. Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony? Sorry. Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutash?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
Minutes approved.
I figured I don't want to come by and pay you.
Okay.
Next item is motion for
motion
adjournment.
Motion adjournment.
So moved.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher, seconded by Mr. Kutash. Or the tie. All in favor?
Aye.
Close? We are closed.
Rock and roll.